Okay, we'll continue the section on glamours. The glamours keep us from seeing things as they are. They fog our vision, makes it difficult to contact the soul and the world of the intuition. It keeps us from being one. Glamours keep us in a vicious position of feeling separate from everybody else. We feel separate because we either feel better, or we feel lower, or we feel different, or we feel isolated, but glamours increase the feeling of separativeness. And the Tibetan once said, separativeness is the only sin. It's an interesting thing to contemplate. That's the only sin, he said. So, and the reason it's only sin is because when you identify with your neighbor and realize you're linked by souls to the same source, well, then you're not really separate at all. Separation is just an illusion, and when we go along with illusion, we are committing the only sin. And so glamours amplify that illusion of being separate. And a lot of the glamours make us feel like we're more special or more spiritual or better than our neighbor, and that's the sin of separativeness right there, caused by glamour. And we'll go through a few more of the glamours. The next glamour he calls the glamour of the burning ground. This is an interesting one. This is the glamour that causes a disciple or the seeker to feel that he needs to purge himself. So he goes through all kinds of fasts and cleansings and purification modes. And when he goes through all these, he thinks it's going to make him feel like a saint or make him closer to the kingdom of God. But these things don't really necessarily do that. They may clean the body out somewhat sometimes, but it's an illusion that it's going to always bring you closer to the soul. Some of the people I met in my life that made the most strenuous efforts at purifying themselves later on wound up, you know, being an alcoholic or something like that, and just completely going the opposite direction after they go through that period. Because a lot of them want to, like, go through this period of purification and then just have it over, you know. It's like the born-againers. They want to accept Jesus as the Lord, and that's it. Now it's over. Now I've accomplished what I came here to do, accept Jesus as Lord, and now I'm done. What's that? Yeah, a quick fix? Right. So we have the glamour of the burning ground. Glamour of attainment. He says, let not the attainment of your service goals, brother of old, blind your eyes to the need for further and constant training. Okay, and this is kind of goes along with what we're just saying. Person attains a certain level, and when he reaches that level, he wants to be done. This is why people have a hard time believing in reincarnation. My mother used to say to me, man, this life has been tough enough. When this life is over, I want it to be over. I don't want to have to come back and go through all this stuff all over again. I said, well, it won't be the same thing over again. It'll be different things. But no, she said, oh, this has been a tough life for me. I just want it to be over. Mm-hmm. And so the glamour of attainment, when you attain a certain degree, people think, well, I want it to be, I'm going to be a 33rd degree Mason, and then it's over. You know, then I've got it. Got where I want to be. Got the highest masonry attainment that I know about. And so on. The same thing. Well, I'm going to get my college degree. A lot of people get their college degree and then they never read another book. I mean, they're just so tired of studying and everything that they give up on reading anymore. They have the glory of attainment, or the glamour of attainment. Next is the glamour of detachment. Now, we're told that detachment is a really good thing. We're supposed to be able to attain this ability to detach ourselves from all things that will interfere with our progression so that we can move on. Well, what do you suppose the glamour of detachment is? Like I say, all these glamours have a positive side. But the negative side is the glamour that holds us bound and wastes our time and causes a distortion of reality.
So would the glamour of detachment be, I'm so much better than you because I don't care about things like you do?
That's possible. I'd guess it'd be more the fact that you think you're detached, but you're not really detached after all. You know, a lot of people have this feeling that, yeah, you know, you can't faze me. Matter of fact, some of the most sensitive people I encounter that just get sensitive or drop in a hat, when you call them on it and speak of detachment, oh yeah, I'm detached, that's no problem at all. Yet then you say something just a little bit off and they'll go to pieces and get tremendously upset, illustrating that they're not really detached. They
ask
think
them,
they are, but they aren't.
Ask them for $20.
Yeah.
Why?
See how detached you are.
The glamour of fear of authority. Now, after I teach about the beast and everything, some people are kind of nervous about authority, period. But there's earned authority and there's unearned authority. So authority has its place. If we're afraid of every type of authority, that can be a glamour that can interfere with our vision also. So we should test all authorities, but there's certain authority which is necessary. Even just regular authority, like we need authorities to govern our city and our state, and to make the world go around, so to speak. Even some bad authority is better than no authority at certain times. We need the certain amount of police enforcement. We need these authorities around. We need not have an undue fear of authority, yet at the same time question anybody that tries to take an unearned authority over us. And a type of authority that just makes calls for obedience without thinking. The glamour of futility. In other words, sometimes you're working at something, or if you're a disciple or aspirant or initiate, maybe working along the path, and it may seem like you're accomplishing nothing. Kind of like we're doing with these gatherings, maybe. Pretty much the same every year for quite some time now. And does that mean we're not accomplishing anything? We could have, it'd be easy for us to have the glamour of futility, where we think, well, we haven't accomplished that much. We haven't created a molecule yet. Let's just give up, you know. And that's caused by a glamour. The thing is, you work toward a goal. You find out what you may be doing wrong. You make changes. You move ahead. You do the same thing over and over and over again. You keep making corrections until you reach the goal. But you got to keep making corrections. One of the things we've done a little bit differently is in the Keys of Knowledge group, Yahoo somehow screwed up their groups, so they're almost impossible to access. You go there and try to open a post, and two-thirds of the time it won't even open anymore. And this drove me to look for an alternative. And one of our members, Tom, started a Facebook page for the Keys of Knowledge several years ago. Were you in on that, Lorraine? Seemed like you had something to do with it.
Yeah, members.
Yeah, and so I checked that out. And I played around with it a little bit, and it turns out that Facebook has a lot of advantages over Yahoo groups. One thing, it's a lot easier to access different people, invite different people in. Not only can I invite people to join the group, but say Annie can invite, not only invite, but just make any of her friends a member of the group. Then if they don't want to be a member, they can unjoin. And then if they're not one of your friends on Facebook, you can invite them to join. So it's really easy to increase the number. So I've more than doubled the number in about a week. and over what it's been there several years now. And so I envision we can get a pretty good number there in another 6 months or so. So those of you who are members of the Keys of Knowledge on Facebook, if you have friends that are metaphysical, just punch them in as members, and they're instantly members, and they get all the messages.
Well, JJ, they see those posts anyway, so you don't even need to invite them in. So if they're friends with me, and I post your information...
Yeah, but if you don't post it, they won't see it. Like Adam, his friends won't see my post. He'll see my post because he's my friend.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But if I share it, everybody that's friends with me will see those posts. So
right,
if they're interested, they'll ask.
Right, but my friends don't share all the posts. But if Adam gets, say, Joe Blow is his friend and he doesn't know who I am, but he's interested in metaphysics, if he puts him on the Keys of Knowledge list, all he's got to do is put his name in there. From then on, he'll see every post I make there. Well, and he doesn't have to share it or anything. And most people don't share every post I have. But he'll see every post. And then if he's overwhelmed, if he's getting too much stuff, he can just unjoin the list. And then I haven't even invited the Keys members on, so I'm going to send out, a lot of them aren't friends on Facebook yet, so I'm going to send out invitations to all the Keys members to join. And so we should get some pretty good, that may really help us out.
Are we going to go to Facebook and stop Yahoo Group?
And do what?
Are we going to go to Facebook and stop Yahoo Group?
No, I'm going to continue to post on Yahoo for some time, but I'm going to put my attention on Facebook. But any major posts I'm going to throw on Yahoo, too, for, you know, people that are residual there.
You know, they have a place on Facebook. Remember how you used to post a chapter of your book when you were writing it?
Yeah.
So they have a place, I think it's called Notes, where you can post something, and it kind of goes on the back page. You have to go looking for it. I mean, it announces you have something in Notes, and it starts it, but it doesn't finish it. And, it might be good for a chapter.
Well, what I do with a major post, so I put it on my website, and then I put the link for it on Facebook.
Oh.
So all they got is click on it, and they go to the website. Then when they're on the website, they can have access to everything there. Yeah. So anyway, I'm quite encouraged with Facebook, and I'm putting a new quote every day on Facebook. How many been reading my quotes I've been putting up. What do you think of those? Do you think they're going to be helpful?
Yeah,